洛杉矶的塞车远近闻名，开车人的凶悍亦都好有名。费泽罗时常骑住佢嘅脚踏车，佢对呢啲都好熟悉。
A lot of LA folks are in a rush, and it's very easy for them to prioritize their speed over your safety.
费泽罗话：好多市民都系整日忙住跑嚟跑去，佢哋好容易将速度置于安全之上。虽然骑脚踏车上班路上有啲危险。费泽罗仲系宁愿骑脚踏车上班，佢讲。
I like the fact that it simplifies a lot of aspects of travel. For instance, I don't have to worry about parking ever.
费泽罗话，佢觉得脚踏车将旅途嘅好多方面都简化咗，譬如佢从来唔需要为停车而伤脑筋。市民罗萨斯话，对骑车嘅人同开车嘅人嚟讲，俾好多人一齐骑单车都系好危险噶，佢讲。
You always have to make sure you look to the other side because if you're going to dodge this guy.Because you don't want to do a hit and run, you can also get in a car crash as a result of that.
呢位开车人罗萨斯话：开车嘅时候你必须先睇清楚两边都冇脚踏车，因为你唔想撞咗人就走开。有时为咗躲避骑车嘅人，你可能会出车祸。为咗保障安全，洛杉矶有啲骑车人士组成咁样嘅骑车连嚟到一齐上班。佢哋将住址同工作地点靠近嘅人组织起嚟。亚纳多是洛杉矶骑车连的创始人，他说
You're a big enough group that, you know, cars don't kind of have the same behavior as if you were just one person, and you're also with an experienced cyclist.
他说如果你们是一群人一起在这里骑脚踏车，开车的人对你们就不是好像对待一个单身的人一样的，而且骑车连的组织者一般都会有更多脚踏车的经验。亚纳多说这个组织是2013年建立的，现在不单止参加集体踩单车的人数多了，而且他们骑行的路线也都增加了，他继续说。
We specifically design each route so that we avoid problem intersections.
亚纳多说他们特别设计每一条路线，避免可能出现问题的路口。脚踏车的路程长度从7公里到32公里不等，骑车连驶到洛杉矶同其他的城市截然不同。霍夫是加州大学洛杉矶分校的交通专家，他说近年来城市规划者正是努力鼓励人踩脚踏车。他说
The city has added more bike lanes in the last two fiscal years than in the previous 30 fiscal years combined.
交通专家霍夫说，过去两个财政年度洛杉矶市增加了骑车专用线，增加幅度超过过去30年的总和。霍夫又说专用线提供的灵活性是骑车连锁不具备的。他说
You know, one of the benefits of infrastructure is that people can come and go when they want. With anything that runs on a fixed schedule, whether it's a bike train or a train, there's only so many people that can make that schedule.
霍夫说专用线的一个好处就是大家可以随时使用，普通的骑车连同通勤列车都是有固定时间的，而且只有固定的一群人参加。
I think that we should have a far greater infrastructure than a few little paint lines on the street.
亚纳多说他觉得他们应该扩大现有的设施，不单止在街上面画几条线，只是标明专用线。亚纳多设立和汽车道隔离或者高于汽车道的脚踏车线路，但是他又说骑车连具有骑车专线不具备的优点。他继续说
We want people to develop that mental sense of security and confidence by riding together in a group.
亚纳多说他们希望大家通过集体骑车培养心理安全感和信心，他的目的是给那些骑车连融入洛杉矶，大家可以随时参加，就好像使用公共交通巴士一样。以上是美国之音记者的报道。